Explore the jet set world of easy listening and easy tempo jazz. Follow the mighty mellow, It's Gentle on My Mind, with DJ Fred.
Yeah.
It's not your grandparents' easy listening show. It's Gentle on My Mind. I'm the Mighty Mellow, DJ Fred. That was John Brooks with a tune called Phone. Before that, we heard the Altons from a brand new 7-inch vinyl record released on the Penrose label. When you go, that's when you'll know. Well, we're all coping with stress here in 2020, or could be 2021 when you're listening to this, or whenever you're listening to this. It's a good time for self-care, and that's why we're listening to beautiful and mellow music on Gentle on My Mind.
Exploring science in the sea. Hundreds of submarines glide through the world's oceans. Most of them are military, but some sail for science. They measure temperatures and currents, sample the water, map the seafloor, and perform other tasks, revealing the secrets of the oceans. The first submarine dropped below the waves 400 years ago in 1620. It was designed by Cornelis Drebbel, a Dutch inventor. Drebbel was born in 1572. By the early 17th century, he'd made a name for himself in European science and engineering. He invented a glass grinding machine and used it to make lenses for microscopes and other instruments. He built one of the first thermostats, which he used to maintain steady temperatures in an incubator for chicken eggs. And he was a first-rate chemist. King James I invited Drebbel to England, and that's where he did his work with submarines. None of Drebbel's records survive, but accounts by others say he made his subs out of rowboats covered with watertight leather, or stuck out through watertight seals. Bladders were filled with water to allow a sub to descend. To surface, the water was squeezed out. Snorkel-like tubes brought in fresh air. Drebbel built three submarines in all. They were tested by the Royal Navy in the Thames River in London. In one test, the sub stayed under for 3 hours at a depth of about 15 feet. Thousands of spectators watched the tests, including King James. The king even went along for a ride, one of the first passengers on a submarine. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
We'll be right back. shine. Wishing you weren't so far away, another so hard to find. The paisley window pane won't shine anymore, though it still remains by an open door. For you've gone from me many times before. Goodbye. I live someday forgetting my dreams, trying hard not to cry. The paisley window pane won't shine anymore, though it still remains by an open.
The band Sunshine Day with their cover of Wendy and Bonnie's The Paisley Window Pane. Before that, Alberto Bembo, the tune called Oblo, beautiful wordless vocals. And we started off with Mr. Vincent Bell and more. Well, I hope you'll stick around for more Mighty Mellow, Gentle on My Mind, returning right after this. Chill out.
Bighorn sheep are supremely adapted to a desert environment. They're able to survive for prolonged periods of time without water. They've got keen eyesight to keep an eye out for predators. And they're built for a vertical escape strategy. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're in Southern California's Anza Borrego Desert State Park, in a narrow canyon surrounded by steep cliffs.
In fact, in bighorn biology, we call that escape terrain. Anything that's steep is what they want to escape into.
Mark Jorgensen is a retired state park superintendent.
They have excellent adaptations for that. Relative to other wild sheep in the world, their legs are shorter and stockier. Their hooves are very large, and they have a tough outer hoof. But the inner part of their hoof on the bottom is like hard callus. They're excellent at gripping rocks in steep terrain. So when you look at who their predators are, mostly mountain lions and coyotes in this part of the world, they're probably better, more adept at moving through that rough terrain. A lot of the old world sheep are more open country runners. They're longer legged. And rather than just run to the steepest terrain, they will see danger and they will put a mile or two between you and them very quickly.
But the bighorn sheep, with its body lower to the ground and its stocky, powerful legs, will climb to escape a predator. They can scale a vertical rock wall in an instant. We'll hear more on tracking desert bighorn sheep in future programs. Our thanks to the California Environmental Legacy Project at Sacramento State University. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
This is Bird Note.
Like a bird on the wire.
birds have inspired music from the sublime to the ridiculous, from classical compositions to garage bands. Can you name this bird-inspired melody? How about this enduring rock anthem? Did you ever dance the Funky Chicken? And what is the name of this rock and roll wonder, rivaled only by Louie Louie in the inscrutability of its lyrics? Special thanks to Judy Collins, Leonard Skinner, and the Trash Men for their appearance in today's show. Oh, and Stravinsky, too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Welcome back to Gentle on My Mind. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, and it's time for the Mancini Moment.
Kids in the jungle drink turpentine. No down payment, where do I sign? 10 plus 1 equals 9. Superman has a political ban. Who needs a job? I'll hold out my hand. Jack and Jill house is stamped made in Japan. We're all here dearly dying. Bread and wine, bread and wine, we better stop dilly-dallying. in the left hand, gun in the right. Triple K maneuvers in the middle of the night. Southern fried justice is right out of sight. The plot continues. Freeways, highways, tollways and skyways. Golden rules and do or die ways. Mom and pop and their apple pie ways. We're all here dearly dallying with bread and wine. Bread and wine. Bread and wine. But stop dearly dallying.
Thank you.
Michael Franks from the album Sleeping Gypsy with Biwana He No Home. Before that, rather convoluted and bizarre tune by Gary McFarland from the amazing album In Sound, we heard Bread and Wine. And we started off with Henry Mancini and Blue Mantilla. It's time for a set called the Betamax Spin with soundtrack music from the 50s and 60s.
Thank you. Johnny, Johnny's old. Pity poor Johnny on his own. She loved her Johnny. She and Johnny drifted apart. How can you say what it is that goes wrong? How can you say who's to blame? It's no one's fault when a romance goes wrong, but it is sad all the same. She'll miss her Johnny. Bad as can be. Wonder if Johnny as sad as she. No love for Johnny. Johnny's alone. Pity poor Johnny on his own. Poor Johnny.
Jerry Beckles with the title song from the film No Love for Johnny. Before that, the Pinewood Strings with Blind Date. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
Every year, with warming sea temperatures, sea turtles get lured further and further north in the eastern seaboard. On their journey home, some of those turtles get washed up on the beaches of Cape Cod. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The colder it gets, the lower their metabolism function becomes, and eventually they can't feed themselves or swim, and that's when they start coming in large numbers.
Paula and Beth Dixon are among the roughly 200 volunteers who, every fall and winter, help rescue stranded turtles on Cape Cod.
They beach because they are turtles that live in warm water, and so in the summertime they move north and might be feeding as far north as Maine. When the weather starts changing and the water gets colder, the turtles start migrating down. There are turtles that feed in the Cape Cod Bay all summer long, and then they're joined by turtles that might be migrating down from further north, like Maine. And they get into the arm of the Cape, which is shaped like an arm with a hand sticking out. And when it's getting cold, they're moving south, but the arm of the Cape stops their migration. So a smart turtle might move its way back up and out the Cape and navigate its way into the Atlantic and go further south. A lot of turtles get stuck in the arm of the Cape and they can't get out. And it's cold, and so they're pretty stuck.
We make ourselves available when the weather turns and the water temperature drops and turtles start washing up on the beach. The rescue people at Mass Audubon will contact the volunteer walkers when they expect turtles to come, and we walk on the high tide and see what the weather brings in.
We'll hear more about rescuing turtles in future programs. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We'll be right back.
from his album Rains in the Tropics. That was Gene Rains with Shangri-La. Before that, the Mad Geezers with Girl of My Dreams. Well, this is DJ Fred. You've been listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying this brand new program where you can tune in, turn on to the Mighty Mellow. So remember, be gentle with yourself, be gentle of spirit, and be gentle on your mind.
Keeps you ever gentle on my mind.